everybody. It's Heather Thompson. And as an avid adventurer, I need a reliable pair of sunglasses with me. A pair that gives me the clearest view possible so I can really take it all in. I've had a lot of shades in my life, and most of them have not lived up to my standards. That was until I found Revo. They have the best lenses on earth. I can always rely on my Revo sunglasses for high performance function and style. And I don't go anywhere without them. From climbing to the peak of Africa's Kilimanjaro, to cruising the Florida coast, to my weekly trips to the farmer's market, you better believe my Revos are with me. And a fun fact, their lens technology was developed by NASA. And now it's your chance to get a pair of Revos at my very special discount. Get 25% off your next favorite pair of shades by going to Revo.com, that's R-E-V-O.com, and use the code INMYHEART at checkout. Or just click on the link in the show description. Revo sunglasses sweeten any view. So get after it. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to In My Heart, a podcast truly about all of the things in my heart and finding our freedoms. I'm your host, Heather Thompson. I am so excited, really excited to talk about my next guest, Leah Ramachandra. She really fills many roles day to day, from being a CEO and a mother to being a doctor and a patient. And it was actually her role as patient that instilled in her a desire to fill a void, really, and create Epilink skincare and cosmetics. Epilink came out of her own needs as a patient, and it came in the prime of her professional career. So there was some pivots happening, and I can't wait to talk to you about it. Welcome, Leah. You're in my heart.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so excited to have you. So I'm just going to jump right in. And really, your personal struggle was your own battle with psoriasis, which is a skin disorder. And you can talk a little bit more about it, that usually stems from inflammation and things like that in the body. That's what us laymen kind of know about it. And we've all heard about psoriasis, but I don't know if people understand how unbelievably debilitating and difficult it can be, even not only from the pain it can cause for someone, but the mental game of psoriasis. For those of you who don't know, and I think that Dr. Leah may not even know, that my little kid Jax, who's 16 now, suffered from a very rare form of psoriasis that attacked his fingernails and toenails. And it was a 7-year battle, which we are now just starting to beat. So I really wanted to have you on my show to talk about it and bring awareness about, you know, eczema and skin disorders and psoriasis and rosacea and all these things that we battle that are not just inner battles, but they really do affect our appearance. And then they affect what? Our confidence and all that sort of stuff. So jump right in, Leah, and tell us a little bit about your journey.
Thank you. Thanks so much. And I'm so sorry about your son. I know how it feels. So I was diagnosed with psoriasis when I was 6 years old. So really, really young. It's actually most kids. Usually they start with eczema that may or may not go away. And very often it also can be psoriasis, but misdiagnosed as eczema. And it started on my forehead. So you can imagine that as a little girl. And then also back then, there were no treatments for psoriasis. There was only like here, corticosteroid cream, put it on your face and go about your life. So it was really difficult. And like you said, for people who have psoriasis, it's not just skin disorder, right? You can see it on your skin. If you're lucky, then you can hide it under the clothing. If you're not, you can see it on your fingernails, right? Or you can see it on your face. They can't hide it. They have to live with it. And I'm not saying you should hide it, but the question that people always ask, and they would ask me, oh, did you fail? Or what happened? Did you burn yourself? Even doctors, you know, the general practitioners would say, what happened on your forehead? And they don't mean it bad, but it always feels as an attack on yourself and your personality. And we know now that it's not a skin disease. It's really, like you said, it's inflammatory disease from inside your body that manifests itself on outside in your skin. But also, like you mentioned, very, very often it leads to anxiety, depression. A lot of people with psoriasis depressed. Some even commit suicide in really, really bad cases. And we really, until I think I would even say 1960s, didn't know much about it, because before even it was confused with leprosy, which wow. That's how horrible it was.
Yes, it can be so terrible. So here you are, 6 years old, and you know, you grow up and you become an adult and you're just battling this, and with all the levels that you talk about, not only the discomfort, but then the mental anguish and all that that goes along with it. Then you got married, you fell in love. By the way, she's a scientist, doctor, and you know, went on to a very robust career and got pregnant, fell in love, got married, and had her first baby, and had preeclampsia during pregnancy. So now on top of the psoriasis, you're suffering from preeclampsia to the point where you were told you really shouldn't bear any more children. So what does one hopefully try to do when life throws you lemons? You try to make lemonade. So what you did is you powered yourself through that pain and you've got really deep into your career and your professional career. So I want to talk a little bit about that, and especially why as women, we feel as if it's one or the other, you know, health, children, profession, you know, and we're supposed to be these great multitaskers, right? Which is kind of a, you know, fallacy. The brain can only think about one thing really at a time. But I want to talk a little bit about what that felt like for you and when you realized that shift needed to happen, that throwing yourself into your career wasn't really going to fix anything. It was really more of a band-aid for what you really needed to do.
Yes, like you said, so I did my PharmD, my pharmacy degree, actually in the Netherlands. I grew up there. And then I did my PhD, and very quickly indeed had my first child, and I had preeclampsia indeed, like you said, but I was so career driven at that point and really said, okay, I did all this. I want to become this career woman, right? That I focused on my career. I joined one pharmaceutical company. I traveled all over the world. I was working, I remember, in Europe, in Middle East, in Japan. I would not even see my child for a week, you know, at certain points. And yes. And actually it continued till, so I had three children till my last child. So my oldest is 12, my youngest is 4, until she was born. And I remember she was 5 weeks old. And that's also the point where I developed, besides psoriasis and very high blood pressure, also gluten intolerance. Mm-hmm. My body was basically telling me stop. And when she was 5 weeks old, I immediately had to go to Japan, stay there for a week. And even when I was pregnant, I was going to Switzerland every week, leaving on Sunday, coming back on Friday. So really, when she was born, I remember standing in the shower and collapsing until like my husband brought me to the hospital, and they said, you really need to stay here and sleep for 3 days, and we're not right. going to let you out. Right. And then that's also the point where I said, okay, enough is enough. I really need to find some kind of balance where I can still do what makes me happy professionally, but also slow down, focus on the family, and just to kind of find that balance in your head. Otherwise, everything will only go downwards.
Yes. We have to learn to nurture everything, right? And I think sometimes as women, we nurture everybody else but ourselves. Cool. You know, did you find that? Like, because one of the things I want to just kind of digress and go backwards is, what help did you get for your psoriasis? What help, you know what I mean? Like, you were 6 years old and, you know, obviously many years went by, and here you are now, a mother of three, you know, a highly successful professional now with more disorders that, you know, stem obviously from inflammation as well. But pregnancy and that sort of thing. But, you know, you were just told to live with it. Is that basically the answers that you got?
Right. And really until recently. And also I think I saw in my lifetime 25 different dermatologists. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And in the beginning, I don't blame them. No one knew. There was nothing. There was just a steroid cream. But even until recently, until 5 years ago, they would say, here, another cream, here, a laser treatment. It was always treating from outside, not from inside.
Yes.
No one talked about diets. We know that a healthy lifestyle and anti-inflammatory lifestyle and diet does help psoriasis. No one talks about that, of course. And really, until recently, I've tried every cream under the sun, and I also tried some oral treatment. And really, until recently, I finally found a younger physician who said, you know what, you don't have to suffer anymore. Let's just go on biologics and find the right one. And really, it's actually just until 5 weeks ago, my arms, my legs were still covered. So this new treatment seems to be helping. So
I got the goosebumps because I really know what that journey feels like. And I have to say that I want to get back. So, you know, so Leah is, she has her PharmaD and she has a PhD in chemistry. So she's a scientist, and the apple of her eye himself is also a doctor. He's a medical doctor. He has a PhD in cancer immunology, your husband, and an MBA. Yeah. So you're like team in world of doctors. So you're living in hospitals and you're living in that world. And what's so incredible to me is, I don't want to talk about that, is this, thank God, this, you know, mixing now of Eastern and Western philosophy and medicine. Mm-hmm. So what was happening with doctors here stateside, for sure, which I can speak to, you guys are taught to treat disease, not prevent disease. Mm-hmm. And I found, you know, when we go to the doctor with a stomach ache, you know, only now recently over the last, you know, several years, but short several years, like 5, maybe 10 with certain doctors, they'd say, well, what did you eat today? Yes. You know what I mean? And not really focus on the overall well-being of the patient versus honing in on the problem. Can you talk about that a little bit? Because I think it's so important. We have to be our own advocates, and we have to know the questions to ask, and we have to know what to tell the doctor. And if they're not in that synergy with us of holistic well-being, we should maybe, you know, seek out someone who is. Yeah, Can you lend some advice to our listeners about that, whether it's psoriasis or any, you know, disease or ailment that you're having or struggle that you're having?
Right. You are so right. And I was just speaking with my husband. We as healthcare professionals, and I work with a lot of PharmDs now who are finishing their studies. They are never taught about holistic medicine. The what you eat, how you do, the relaxation. It's all about medicine and medications, right? And it's about treating it. But yes, you're absolutely right. And to be honest, many physicians I see, they never say, what did you eat? And when I mentioned to even my dermatologist, well, maybe I should go on gluten-free diet. Before I had gluten sensitivity, they said, well, I don't know if that will help. So the conversation was over. Like, don't even talk to me about any diets because that's not curable. But you are so right. So I used to work on Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis when I was working at Takeda. And that was 10 years ago. I was just talking with my husband yesterday when the microbiome concept came in place, you know, so your gut and everything you do, whether everything that will manifest on your skin, your depression, your anxiety, possibly even Alzheimer's, dementia, all comes from microbiome, so the bacteria in your gut. So, of course, whatever you eat, and of course, the whole, you know, when you're stressed, you feel your tummy is in pain, right? Yes. So it's all that whole gut and brain connection that is so, so important. And even now, I think last week, and I know I go a little bit into science and go back, one of the breast cancer medicine they found with people who were not responding to this medicine, when you gave them fecal transplant from a patient who was responding, they started to respond.
Tell everybody what a fecal transplant is, just because, you know, you're a doctor.
Yes. So fecal transplant, just I'll say it in kind of layman's term, is basically you take poop from someone who is seemingly healthy, or for example, who doesn't have a Crohn's disease, for example, that's how it started, ulcerative colitis, you know, and you give it to someone who has that disease. You even would see with people who were obese and they couldn't do anything about it, and it was debilitating. They would give a fecal transplant of people who were not, and their whole body composition would change because of that?
So the reason behind that is because the microbiome is even in what we eliminate. So was there something, because, you know, usually we think about, you know, we exit out what the body doesn't need. So I've never even heard of this before. I'm so surprised to hear that you can take, you know, feces and use it for medicine. Can you just tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So basically they will look at it all comes down to all the bacteria. That's why probiotics are so good, you know, when they're right ones, like kimchi, not necessarily the pills, but really like kimchi.
Apple cider vinegar, kimchi, fermented foods.
Exactly. Fermented foods.
Yeah. Greek yogurt without any sugar.
Exactly. Because they're filled with all this good bacteria that are good for us. And the more populated our gut is with all those good species, you know, the better it will be. And we even see that genetically our bodies potentially can change, which is crazy. No one would even think like this before, even a few years ago.
Right, so that you can actually reverse your DNA. If you're, you know, literally set out because of your DNA, your biological DNA, that you can reverse that if you're prone to certain diseases by way of your microbiome and how you're feeding your body, you can actually reverse those possibilities for yourself.
Exactly, yes. Yeah, so what they usually do, they basically eliminate everything that's in your gut. They clean it out. They give you a fecal transplant from somebody who doesn't have a specific disease or completely clean or have specifics that you need. And your gut is being completely populated with those new good strains of bacteria. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that can change the trajectory of your disease. And now they say it's really not just the gut, the diseases like Crohn's, ulcerative colitis, but really even depression, anxiety, psoriasis, all of this that they see enormous successes with.
For sure. I mean, this conversation is so important. And I love seeing all of the conversations about probiotics and people even knowing what a microbiome is. I mean, I could tell you 10 years ago, I mean, they were like, a what? You know, my flora? You know, what is that? But I just want to put an exclamation point on this, that your body is such a phenomenal, amazing mechanism. And it will tell you when it's sick. It gives you warning signs all the time. And we ignore them because we don't know, or we mask them instead of treating them. So instead of getting to the root problem, we will cover it up or mask it. Like a steroid could take inflammation down on the surface of the skin temporarily. Mm-hmm. Until inside you're inflamed again, and then that will flare up again. And so it's a horrible cycle, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, that we get involved in, and we struggle to feel better. And unfortunately, the odds are stacked against us when it comes to inflammation in our bodies because of the American diet and what we're eating. And I'm going to get into gluten. I've had this conversation quite a few times about gluten, but I want you to kind of take it over and talk about how that was inflammatory to you. Even though you didn't have a sensitivity, you started to recognize that it can cause and lead to inflammation in the body, and which will always lead to then down the road overuse of that asensitivity. So let's talk about gluten, because I think it's very confusing for people.
Well, I think we can start with people who have celiac disease, which is the worst case that you can have in terms of allergy, sensitivity. And it's not allergy, it's also autoimmune disease, really, but people kind of call it an allergy. And people with celiac, they cannot ingest any gluten, any wheat, right? Bread, pastas, croissants, all this great stuff. And it will show also on their skin. They will have rash. It will show in their, they will feel very bad. A lot of GI issues, vomiting, diarrhea, blowing up. But it's not even that. When they're little and they don't know they have celiac disease and they ingest gluten, you know, long enough, it can even lead to infertility. Mm-hmm. And many other diseases. Mm-hmm. So it's not just, oh, you feel blown up. No, it's much more. It's much more that will affect your life completely, not just when you're young or but just your whole life. So that celiac and, of course, any form of wheat is not acceptable. And many people with celiac disease, they don't just, and a lot of clients who I have, when they have celiac, they also have psoriasis or eczema or Hashimoto, or some of them had cancer. So it's a lot of autoimmune diseases suddenly cascade because of that.
Right.
Another thing, gluten. And I would say gluten is, even though I also love pasta, but now I eat my gluten-free pasta.
Yeah. Gluten or rice just, pasta. Oh, rice we've got pasta. Options now.
Or cognac rice pasta, right?
Yes, yeah, quinoa. Yeah.
Yeah. Even if you don't have gluten intolerance or sensitivity, gluten is just bad for everyone. The gluten now is very different than the gluten that was even 5 years ago.
So she's talking about GMOs. She's talking about genetically modified food. And I say it all the time, convenience is killing us.
Yes.
It's literally killing us, everybody. And so genetically modified, it's because we want more, faster, better, easier, you know, last longer. So these preservatives and these genetically modified foods, your body goes into overdrive. Your body's like, it doesn't know what to do with it. The liver, the pancreas, the digestive tract. It's like, what do I do with this? And that is what leads to inflammation and many of our chronic diseases out there today, all the way to Alzheimer's, as Dr. Leah mentioned. So it may not just be inflammation on your skin, like eczema and eruptions like that, but we're talking about really horrible battles with things like, you know, Alzheimer's and other chronic diseases like cancer. So we have to pay attention to this. And I talk about it ad nauseum, and I'm going to continue to, because big food and big pharma aren't talking about it. Because honestly,
there's no money to be made there.
That's right. Being healthy doesn't pay. You understand? Yes. So we now more than ever have to be our own advocates. And the more like I can and Dr. Leah can talk to, you know, people about this, the more we can start to change by voting with our dollar. The almighty dollar is where it comes down to. And so the choices that you make at the supermarket are as important as the choice for everybody, as important as the individual choices you make for yourself. So yes, have a beautiful piece of bread, have a wonderful Italian, you know, pasta meal once a month, once a week. You know what I mean? Like, what is it that you have to do? Too much of anything isn't good. So let's talk a little bit about that and how you started to create your own solution. And it really starts with the skin, because not only does it matter what we put in our mouths, our skin is our largest organ and it absorbs everything that we put on it. Hey guys, you can take it from me. Getting and staying healthy can be a challenge, and falling back into bad habits over and over again can really take its toll. Eating healthy should be easy, affordable, and delicious. However, I recognize as a health coach that most people are confused, overwhelmed, and frustrated. It's one of the reasons why I co-founded Beyond Fresh. Beyond Fresh is a premium line of whole food powders and supplements delivered fresh from the farm to you. Working with organic and responsible farmers, we harvest all of our ingredients at the peak of ripeness, then flash dry them using advanced technologies to capture the complete whole food nutrition. Each of our high quality blends is virtually identical to the original fruits, vegetables, grasses, and superfoods we harvest from around the world, locking in all of the rich color, aroma, taste, and nutrients. With nothing artificial ever. Let's get you off that diet roller coaster and get you on a sustainable wellness routine that helps you feel your best. From our delicious apple cider vinegar to our amazing shake, easy to mix powders, chews, and gummies, it's fresher than fresh. And right now, for a limited time only, use the code TREATYOURSELF20 at checkout for a complimentary 20% off and always free shipping on orders over $50. Now's the perfect time for a fresh start with Beyond Fresh. Here's to your good health. Let's get your routine popping and cracking at beyondfresh.com. We're here for you. Have you been thinking about maybe having your own podcast? Well, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First and foremost, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And then Anchor, they'll distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple and many more. With Anchor, you can start to make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership as well. It's truly everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. That's anchor.fm.
I wanted to tell you guys about my recent obsession with fine jewelry brand Lagos. It was founded 45 years ago by self-taught master jeweler Stephen Lagos, and it will become your go-to for classic jewelry that you're never going to want to take off. I mean, I definitely don't. The brand is known for its iconic caviar beading that's sculptural, wearable, and offered in a variety of materials, colors, and silhouettes so every woman can express her own personal style. You can find your look at Lagos.com, that's L-A-G-O-S.com, and receive complimentary next day shipping on all orders over $100 if you use the code I'm going to give you right here. That's Love Lagos. So just enter it in at checkout, L-O-V-E-L-A-G-O-S, and you're going to get free complimentary shipping on all orders over $100. Go to Lagos.com. You're going to find something special for yourself right there.
What you said is very important about GMO and all the products. And people ask me a lot, yeah, but how does it cause inflammation? When you get that inside your body, right, you get all the small molecules and they are not good for you. They should not be there. And the body sees those molecules, those you know, kind of GMO modified materials, as a foreign organism that should not be there. And the body's natural reaction to protect you and to protect you, you know, your own body, your body starts attacking those molecules. And by attacking those molecules, it's also attacking itself. So yes, that your own body is attacking itself, causing that inflammation. So yes, that's why everything you eat, which is, like you said, our Western diet, is really not good for your own inflammation within your gut and your body, trying to protect yourself, trying to do what it needs to be doing, but actually not helping you there. So, and talking about gluten, you're right. So first I eliminated all the gluten from my diet. I also just, you know, started eating healthier, lost weight, which was great also as a good side effect, right? But then I still had, and I was taking medicine also at that point, oral medicine for psoriasis. And I was clearing up a little bit, but my face was still inflamed. I really had this red spotches on my face. Mm-hmm. So I started looking at, as a pharmacist, I'm like, okay, let me look at all the ingredients. And I was using very, like, really, really expensive
high-end stuff. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yes. I'm like, I'm not using that anymore. And it was very hard. I found it also very hard to find ingredients because that was 3 years ago and many manufacturers still don't list those ingredients. On Amazon, they have to, but on their websites, it's still very hard to find. So I started looking, I found all the ingredients and shockingly, most of the skincare and cosmetics had wheat in there.
Yeah.
It was either like hydrolyzed protein or it was something else, or it was a different name that didn't say gluten or wheat, but it was derived from that substance. So I said, okay, if I have this gluten intolerance and anyhow, it's not good for you, maybe my skin is reacting the same way. That's number one. And maybe I'm putting something like lipstick on my lips. And what you do, you eat it, right?
Yes.
During the day.
A lot of lipstick. We eat a lot of lipstick.
Right? Mascara, eyeliners, it gets absorbed through your mucosal membranes. Even the eye creams, it gets absorbed into your bloodstream. So I basically said, okay, I see that there's a lot of wheat in there. There's a lot of, and also another shocking thing was that I found that really 80% of ingredients that was in the skincare I was using, which was a really good skincare, had, it was just fillers. It was, yes, all these synthetic molecules I couldn't even pronounce. Being a chemist, I couldn't even pronounce. So I'm like, why are they in there? To feel good, to that it smears good on you, but it really is not, it's not good for you.
And it's right. It's about consistency and we don't care about that.
Yes, exactly. All the perfumes, it was so,
yes, the smell, the color, all that stuff. So they dye, your skincare, and they add fragrance to it that has a lot of harmful chemicals in it. Yes. Or they put fillers so that it lasts and smears nicely on your skin. And yes. By the way, a lot in nature will do the same thing.
Yes. Yes, exactly. I studied to be a compounding pharmacist, so I made my own skincare with just 10 ingredients, not too much, and everything I thought that will, I said, okay, I have inflammation, urea is good for that, niacinamide, collagen, ceramides, hyaluronic acid. So I just put things that I think, okay, it's like cooking, right?
Yes.
I'm going to make something that it will do what it needs to do.
Right, and simplicity.
Yes.
Ingredients of simplicity of things that you need and not things that you don't, and things that are natural, that come exactly. from nature versus made in a lab. That's what you did. You focused exactly. on the basics.
Exactly, exactly. And so I started putting it on my skin, and I saw that my skin completely cleared. So I was like, wow, that's great. So let me continue making it. My friends start asking it. I have a lot of friends with celiac, eczema, psoriasis. Also mm-hmm. the kids, like my daughter is very bad psoriasis also on her face. So I kind of started making for everyone. And then people said, well, make more. And that's how, I founded my own skincare brand, which is gluten-free. And we became fully allergen-free. So all the top 14 allergen as listed by the FDA. And now I'm meeting customers every day who tell me about their allergies and their also autoimmune diseases. And we eliminate those things more and more from the skincare we make. And I never found, I have people who say I'm allergic to cinnamon.
Wow.
To willow bark, to, of course, sesame seeds, poppy mm-hmm. seeds. That's all known allergens, but no one lists on the ingredient, not even on the food for
right.
now that it contains sesame seeds. And some, we know cases that people died mm-hmm. because of that.
My son has severe sesame allergy.
Oh, mm-hmm. oh so
and
you
And by
know.
The way, the link is allergies, psoriasis, right? So yeah. it's autoimmune yes. in your body. And so one will lead to the other eventually if you don't start to help yourself, And by the way, Jack's eating an anti-inflammatory diet for his psoriasis, and even Dr. Leah eating an anti. It wasn't enough. We want to stack the odds in our favor, but we still needed science to yeah. help push you over the edge. Yes. But I want to just digress about the perfumes and things like that. And when you stopped using these really expensive, expensive doesn't always mean good, kids. Just
no.
keep that in mind. When you stopped doing that, you said immediately your skin cleared. And when I moved from, perfume and filler kind of skincare and went to a natural skincare, my skin also changed so drastically and pretty quickly. And the reason why, you guys, is because your skin's like, thank you.
Yes.
You've been clogging it. So the switch happens quickly. You know what I mean? And it's a wonderful thing. You're like, oh my God, this product is amazing. But a lot of it is just because you've stopped putting bad things on and you start putting pure things on. And right away your body's like, that's right. Yes,
yes.
That's right.
Yes. You love me. Thank you. Yeah. Your skin looks amazing. It's yeah.
Thank you. So does yours. Very glowy. And
oh, thank you.
And it really is. It's simple. I don't do a lot of crazy stuff with my skin. I keep it clean. I keep it pure. And it has been a huge shift for me. And I was yeah. having, I was going through menopause. I was having a lot of issues. And the more I did for it, the worse it got.
Yeah.
And when I stopped trying to treat a problem with all of these marketing ploys mm-hmm. Or promises, and I just went to nature, mm-hmm. And use really beautiful. I use you might have heard of it. It's called Rawceuticals. Mm-hmm. Emergency is the brand. And I just love them. And, I've been using them for a long time. In fact, I'm an ambassador to the brand because I want to share this, news to people because we have to help ourselves. Right, Dr. Leah?
Yes.
Whether it's Apple Links, Dr. Leah's brand, or it's Emergency Rawceuticals brand, or you have to start to look for pure and natural products that you buy into. Because
yeah.
by buying into one or the other, as long as it's under that category of pure, you are helping move us forward into saying no to GMOs and no to big food and no to big pharma. And we as a community, we do have power together. Our one little voice does lend to the greater good. And that's really what we're talking about here.
Yes. Yes.
And knowledge is power.
It is. It's interesting you mentioned, like, even retinol. I find with people who have psoriasis, who have eczema, I have a lot of women who are 60 plus. So they went through a lot of hormonal changes.
Yes.
People who had cancer, they cannot even put retinol on their skin.
Right.
It will cause enormous rash. Like so say for acne, we have a lot of people who are young and older who have acne. We don't use retinol, we use kojic acid, which is a natural derivative. You can use it when you're pregnant. So you always need to say, okay, those ingredients will do what they need to do, but can we go to not this harsh molecules, you know,
right.
Because I know my audience, my clients will not be able to tolerate it. Can we go to something else more natural, right?
So, right, absolutely. Yeah. So you have to know yourself and know what you can tolerate. And if you're suffering from these types of inflammation on your skin, then, you know, and you have eczema or you have rosacea or you have psoriasis, you really have to go to specialized skincare because Dr. Lee has got your back with hers because she's gone through the journey, you know, whereas I, you know, thankfully haven't suffered from any of those things, but I was still having skin problems because I was putting a bunch of crap on my skin.
Yeah.
And so once I erased that and then I found, and my vitamin A, you know, has a lot of other vitamins and minerals in it. So it never dries me. It's a very moderate,
yeah,
you know, and I use it a couple times a week and that's all. But
yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the choice that you made. So here you decided, like, I need to do it for myself. And we can't always do it all. And sometimes we do have to make a choice. And you made a professional shift. Can you tell a little bit about that shift and when you knew it was time to, you know, put the lab coat down, so to speak, and put on your, you know, house lab coat and be your own boss?
Yes. Yes. And that's, you know, and it's a lot of different factors. I've worked in the pharmaceutical industry. I loved being there. I loved helping patients. I was always in medical affairs. I was always in ethics and compliance too. So I worked luckily for companies that I felt were very ethical. I had 3 kids. I was traveling so much. Luckily, no one travels now, but I was traveling every week. I would not even see them. I had psoriasis. I was diagnosed with gluten intolerance. I just felt mentally also
foggy.
Myself, right? Yeah.
Right. Wiped out.
And it was also the point I was turning 40 that year. And I said, you know what? And it was so scary. But I said, you know what? I'm going to leave. What's the worst that can happen? I can always go back, which I'm not planning to do. But I'm going to leave. I'm going to leave this behind. And it's super, super scary because you build your career. I really started from scientist and I was a vice president in the company. So to say bye to all, plus the salary, of course,
yeah,
you know,
of course.
And say, but I said, you know what, I'm going to focus on the kids. I will be more home and I'm going to pursue my passion. I'm going to open this company that I feel very passionate about. And I feel that I can help a lot of people like me and also with many more allergies. And I would say I work now more than I ever worked in my life. I sit till 11 o'clock. I wake up at 4, but I'm there. I see my kids. I have quality time with them. We have a lab here. We make everything here in US and our lab in Chicago. I have people I love working with. And it's been mentally just a shift, like 180 degree shifts. It feels so satisfying, even though I have bad days of, because it's your own business.
Sure.
How do you drive? How do you get customers? Like all those things. But every bad day I have now is the best day compared to what I had before.
Yes, I love that because I have this little adage that I say, it's only work if there's someplace else you'd rather be.
Exactly.
And so when you're passionate about something and you're driven, you do it all day long and it doesn't hurt you, and finding that balance, you know. And by the, you know, the moral of this story too is like, doctors get confused too, and doctors, you know, have problems too, and doctors have to make choices too, and doctors find out later in life that what they thought they knew, they need to learn more. So it's important that we educate ourselves and become our own advocates. I love that. I mean, I also was on a plane every week up until, you know, Corona hit. And I remember traveling with Tina Knowles when I had my first kids, when I was working for Beyonce, and like, you know, shipping my, you know, breast milk back from Paris, you know, my kid, you know, I mean, the things that we do and multitasking. But so what have you learned most as an entrepreneur?
Wow, that's a very loaded question.
It is. Like, well, do you have any tips on how you are now balancing that? You know what I mean? Like taking care of yourself and your marriage and your business.
I think the biggest is really focus. So I learned to have a laser focus. When I'm doing a specific task, that's what I'm doing. I'm not going to answer those calls. I'm not going to answer emails. So that's one of the things. And really having a routine. I know it sounds weird, they would say, you entrepreneur, a lot of things happen. Yes, they do. But having a routine of you wake up, then you exercise is very, very important. Mm-hmm. You exercise, so mentally you're ready for the day. Mm-hmm. You answer emails, you go to the lab, you know, you do specific things, and then focus, because there are so many things and so many distractions. Focus and being present, being mindful and why you do certain things and why you have to let go of certain things.
Yeah, those are all amazing tips and all true. I think routine is, I think, overlooked. Mm-hmm. I think really setting routines, because especially in today's age, and, you know, information is coming at us in all these different directions, and we've got so much going on in it, and information comes so quickly. You know what I mean? Something happens across the world, you know about it in 2 seconds.
Yes.
And so we've got a lot to process. So I have found in my ripe old age of 50 that, you know, I got back into routines. Mm-hmm. And I want to take that shift and talk about balance, you know, and the difference between mental and physical health, because we know moving your body is important. I mean, we have limbs and arms and we're supposed to move them and walk around and get air in our lungs and, you know, do all those things. But I find when I'm out of routine, or I'm letting too much come at me and I'm not saying no enough, it affects both, you know, Dr. Lee, like my mental health, like that cloudiness or that confusion or uncertainty, depression, can't get it all done, frustration. You know, I want to talk about that, because I'm going to round it back to when you aren't looking your best, when you are insecure about, you know, inflammation, like you were psoriasis or my son Jack's. The mental anguish that gives us is one type of mental anguish. But when we're confused and disoriented and discombobulated, there's another one.
Yes.
Can we talk about that? Yes. Because I know that you went through that and you can offer some advice.
Yeah. Well, number one, you don't look like 50 at all. Oh my God. I really thought you're like in your late 30s, and I'm not joking. Oh my God. Okay. You're clearly doing something good.
Nature works, baby.
You are so right. You know, when I was younger, when I was studying, definitely when I was studying in my first years of my career, you look at all this like professors and they then bribe, oh, I only sleep 3 hours a night. I only sleep 2 hours. It's like, oh my God, that never happens. And I tried that. I'm like, I'm going to sleep from midnight till 3. And oh my God, I think my body was just falling apart and I was just 30. So now I still have moments, even with the balance and the good food and exercise, that I feel off, and you don't know what that off is. You're mentally off. Mm-hmm. And you have fears, then you become, the fear comes and overtakes you.
Yeah, the anxiety.
And then, right? And then I say to myself, you know what? Today or now, it's 8 o'clock. You're not going to make any decisions. You're not going to send any emails. You're not going to develop anything. You're just going to bed. You're going to read a book and you're going to sleep. And tomorrow you will wake up and you'll feel like a different person. And to your question, that balance is, it's good to, even if you do everything right, So you will once in a while feel out of balance. Mm-hmm. And then it's good to listen to your body and yourself and say, hey, I love you. You know, your own body. I love you, Leah. I love you, who you are as a person. It's okay to feel a bit off now. Just go and take some time off. Yes. And whether it's you go and read magazines, I like reading gossip magazines. Uh-huh. Like that half an hour, it completely clears my brain and I feel like myself again. Or I go exercise for just 10 minutes, just mm-hmm. do some jumping jacks, you know? Mm-hmm. And like you also said, sleep is so important. I think I've seen everything from Adriana Huffington, all her podcasts and everything about sleep.
Yes.
And I do the same. I look at my email and I stop 15 minutes before. I listen to a little meditation. I have a relaxation melodies, mm-hmm. whatever it is on my phone. And I fall asleep with that meditation. I try to sleep definitely 8 hours a day. I need that.
Yeah.
I think you probably heard from many podcasts, we recharge our phones every night, right?
Yes.
It can't like go on and on and on. So that's the same, like, and that's why the saying, like, give the same love to your own body, recharge it, give it some love, give it some rest, and it is okay. And I think many of us, especially women, feel so guilty, right? When we do something for us, for ourselves. Yeah. Like, oh, I need to hide in a corner if I want to read that journal, or I want to scroll and shop, you know. But it's basically saying it's okay, you know, it's okay.
Exactly.
So just say it's okay, and then you will feel better even 10 minutes after it.
Exactly. So take the time. I love that. Now, for those of you guys who, you know, do have gluten sensitivities, or you do have allergies, or you're vegan, you know, these are, you have to look to Epilinks. You know, definitely take a look at a skincare, you know, brand and a cosmeceutical brand that was developed by a scientist, doctor, and her husband, right? Didn't he lean in a little bit?
Yes.
She had to use the power of that PhD. And they put it together. Why? Because not because they felt like the world needed it. They were there to make money. As patients, she was the patient. Dr. Leah was the patient. And she saw that there was a white space out there, something that wasn't serving her. So please do take a look at it if you suffer from those, or you just are looking for clean beauty. You know, the best is done when you mix science and nature together. I believe in that, you know, fully and completely. So outside of being healthy and trying to find our balance, what are some of the other things out there in life that are making you tick right now? Are there other things that you want to share that you find joy or that are just exciting for you right now?
Well, yes. So I think number one, and it's really weird because I know many, many people, of course, suffering through this period of COVID, but for us not traveling and being there with our kids during the weekend, it's just amazing. We always had a nanny from 10 till 6 on Saturday and Sunday, and we'll be off going to the restaurant. We always have a date like 3 times a week. So, and now we just go to our basement, even though like the kids are upstairs, and we just sit there and we have a glass of wine and we talk, and it's been absolutely amazing. So of course we will still go out, but I love that I can now spend time and be much more present with my kids. That's number one. And number two, yes, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts like yours, like about everything, about life, about health, about entrepreneurship, about cryptocurrency, all the crazy stuff. I don't know. I'm just listening as I'm driving or as I'm working. And it's been great. It's really like educating yourself. And I've not been doing that before because I kind of was traveling and doing this, that, like a squirrel, you know. Yeah. But I feel I'm much more mindful now. So this time really taught me how to be more present.
I love that. I call this, I always say, I know everybody feels as though, you know, the universe is upside down right now, but in a way, I just really believe in my heart that, you know, it's writing itself in a way. And the silver lining is we don't need a lot as human beings. We're pretty simple. And, you know, simplicity really is where it's at. And I think finding simplicity and finding, you know, love and enjoyment in those simple things in life, you know, and not being on the go all the time, you know, has been also a silver lining for me, slowing down, focusing on. So some of your favorite things right now are really just nurturing your family and nurturing yourself with new information.
Yes. Yeah. And of course, I can't wait for economy and for people and for high schoolers and for all this, yes. You know, and abysmal businesses, right, to be back on track. I really feel that this has been absolutely horrible for all of them. So we are saying, of course, we're going back to restaurants. We're going to support
Please.
Local businesses.
Yes.
But not anymore. 100% will be out. Maybe 20. So it's really that. And, you know, and I never thought I would be happy not traveling like I did before all over the world, but I'm more than happy. So
I find the same as you. Like, obviously we have been through a terrible time and people have lost loved ones and lost businesses and there's been so much loss and, you know, that's terrible. But in the game, the people that are trying to find their way through, I think that, again, it comes back to balance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, I want to get on a plane again. I want to travel again. I love seeing the world and I love meeting new people. Before we close, I want to talk about finding our freedoms. So, you know, I mean, you have been on such an amazing personal journey and have made some choices and are just, you know, this ray of light. I mean, a beautiful, beautiful ray of light is what I see through my screen. And how are you finding your freedom and living, you know, living fearlessly through yourself, your own self?
That's an amazing question. You know, for me, I've been always, I would say, afraid in terms of, I was not afraid to do new things, but I was always worried about what people will think or my status, right? Becoming a VP in the company or self-worth by making a lot of money.
Yes.
And I've been always afraid that if I leave the company, my self-worth will go down and also people around me won't look up anymore because I'm not a VP in the pharmaceutical industry. I'm not making those hundreds and thousands of dollars. And it took me a while. It took me 2 years at least to get offered. And now I'm really finding my freedom by doing the unknown because I've never started a company. This skincare company is doing very well, but I'm doing unknown and learning new things every day and saying, okay, if I fail, because a lot of things I do don't work.
Yes.
And before I would be beating myself up and saying, oh my God, what will people think? Or even putting crazy reels on Instagram that I've never done in my life. I'm saying, you know what? Just try, just do it. What's worse that can happen? People will laugh. Okay. So really seeing the fear, I would say, in the eyes and saying, it's okay if I fail. It's okay. And that has been so really freeing, really, yeah. really. And I have more self-worth now than I had 3 years ago.
I love that. That's beautiful. Really amazing. So wonderful to have you on and chat with you. Thank you so much for sharing your journey. Guys, just keep in mind, simplicity really is key. Nature, you know, is nurture. And look for integrative doctors. So integrative pharmacies, integrative doctors. What that means is they're looking at the balance of holistic and medicine together. Science and nature together are the most powerful thing we can have. And so, you know, I really appreciate that. Thank you so much for being an integrative pharmacist and bringing this wonderful Epilink skincare to those who really need it and those who just really want to look and find something pure and start to take those steps on the journey of getting simple and looking to nature and the basics. So Dr. Leah, where can our guests find you if they don't already follow you?
Epilinks Cosmetics is our website. Our Instagram is Epilinks. Our Facebook is Epilinks Cosmetics. I'm also very active on LinkedIn for more professional audience.
Great.
And we do a lot of blogs about psoriasis, innovation, but also health, freedom, like you said, and failures. So yes, and I would love if people write to me, and they can always just write at glutenfree@epilinks.com. It's on our website, and I'll Perfect. Always reply.
I love that. So she's a resource for you too. So ask the questions. Epilinks is E-P-I-L-Y-N-X. And I did want to just say in closing, so for Jax, just for people who are suffering from psoriasis, our story was we found a medicine called Taltz. It's T-A-L-T-S, and it's a pretty new medicine. And so with balancing an anti-inflammatory diet and an injection once a month of Taltz, Jax's psoriasis on his fingers and toes is finally clearing up, and his nails are growing out naturally. And so there, sometimes it's a long journey, but we can find our way if we seek out people who are willing to help us and willing to get in our corner. We're there for you. We love it. Thank you so much to my guest, Dr. Leah. This is In My Heart. I'm your host, Heather Thompson. Be sure to follow along at I Am Heather T and send me any questions as well. Please don't forget to subscribe and download wherever you stream your podcast, and join us next week for another episode.